Welcome back to the victorious Vanderbilt locker room. Vanderbilt, a 79-74 winner over Alabama tonight to move to 14-8 overall and 3-5 in the SEC. Tonight's player of the game, Jermaine Beal, 20 points, 8 assists, 2 rebounds. But maybe the most impressive thing is you look at your stat line, Jermaine, 40 minutes. You played the whole game.
I mean, yeah, George didn't play today. So I kind of knew coming to the game I was going to probably play the whole game.
With the injury situation, you got George out. Charles Hinkle came in and really played some good minutes tonight.
Yeah, Charles did. I mean, second half, I passed him by in the corner, and Charles made a huge three for us in the corner for us.
First half, you guys, it was a very physical game. Alabama really took it to you on the offensive boards to outscore you guys 13 points on offensive rebounds. What was the remedy in the second half there?
I mean, I guess it was just time to win. We know if we want to win, we're going to have to box out. Because Alabama is a great offensive rebounding team, so we knew in order to win the game, we had to box them out.
They score 41 points in the first half. You come into the locker room, looked like the point of emphasis there was really start to play some defense in the second half. You guys did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, just defense and boxing out, and we knew if we wanted to win. Like I said, you had to play defense, and I think Brad and Jeff did a nice job, and AJ did a nice job to get some rebounds for us. So all around, it was a nice team effort.
Got to ask you this, though. Free throws at Auburn, it was a little bit of a struggle again tonight. You hit those free throws, you put this game away with 5 minutes left.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, I guess I don't know what to say about our free throws right now, but it's practice. I mean, I'm sure we'll practice tomorrow shooting free throws, and hopefully we can make them Saturday.
Now you got a quick turnaround with Ole Miss coming in here. You only have one day to prepare for a really solid Ole Miss team.
Right, Ole Miss is a good team. Tomorrow we'll probably just rest up, and hopefully we can get a nice, huge win for Saturday.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Fisher and Coach Kevin Stallings after these words from GEICO.